Hey guys, I'm Nolan Ramsey, and here we are with another episode of Chats with Nolan Ramsey. And today we got on is Michael Waves.
What is good? Appreciate you having me.
No problem, man. So Michael, I hear you make music.
I do, yeah. Yeah, I'm a music artist, yep.
You were just telling me that Michael Waves is your stage name.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Would you care to say your real name or you want to keep a mystery?
Yeah, my real name is Jordan. Michael is my middle name, and Waves, when I created this name several years ago, I just thought it kind of sounded cool, so had a ring to it, just kind of went with it.
All right. I didn't realize that. I'm like, I thought Michael Waves was like your entire just name. I'm like,
yeah,
that's a pretty good stage name.
Yeah, that'd be pretty tight if that was my actual name.
Yeah. So, what got you into making music?
Long story short is I wrote poetry in high school randomly, because I had to do it for like an English class assignment. And that was probably the first time in my life that I ever kind of stumbled upon something I was naturally good at without trying, if that makes sense. So I had to do an assignment for class, had to write a poem. It was about love, which is like the most generic topic I feel like to write a poem about. Sat down at my desk, I think it was like my senior or junior year of high school, and randomly realized that like it was pretty easy for me to rhyme words, from then I just kind of wrote poetry every so often because, like I said, it was something that I felt like I was good at, and without trying, but just naturally. And got to college was kind of like, you know, like a melting pot, if you will, of like different art and people and opinions and stuff like that. Really started to get into music in college. And that was around the time like Mac Miller, Big Sean, Drake was kind of on his like mainstream ascension. Lil Wayne was huge. Kanye was huge. And I really got into hip hop music back then. And decided, I was like, well, why don't I turn my poems into music? And so I started writing then. I was fucking terrible back then. But just stuck with it. Found out that I really loved it and was passionate about it and obsessed with it. Just kept rocking and rolling with it.
That sounds really, that's a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to share, like, what your favorite song is from what you've done?
Like favorite song of mine?
Yeah.
My favorite song of mine is definitely a song I have called Deeper. It's kind of about like the mental struggles of probably just life in general, you know, stories about self-doubt and, you know, pressures of opinions of people around you and feeling like you're a failure and, you know, all those kind of negative and dark thoughts that creep in your mind when, you know, you're not in a good space. And, you know, myself, just like probably every single person on earth, you know, everybody has those days where it just feels not good. And, I wrote a song called Deeper about kind of those feelings. And I just feel like it really captured, those emotions really well. So it's like, that's definitely my favorite song I've ever made. Yeah.
Yeah. I listened to that. It was pretty good.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And you're located on Spotify? Yes.
Yeah, I'm on all the streaming. Yeah, all the streaming DSPs. Yeah, all the platforms.
All right. So, who inspired you to make music?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely think when I first started, you know, some of those artists that I mentioned were definitely inspiring to me, kind of watch them, you know, build a career and build a fan base and become successful. There's nobody really in my family that was really into the arts or anything at all. My grandpa on my mom's side, he's passed away now, but he did like silent movies when he was younger, and different things like that, which I think was probably my first experience kind of seeing somebody do something in like the arts, so to speak. So I would say my grandpa Howman, that's my mom's maiden name, but he was probably the first person that I saw that did something kind of non-traditional. So I would say if I had to label somebody in my family, it would definitely be him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know with like a bunch of other artists, sometimes it's like they just wanted to start making music, and a lot of time, yeah. And sometimes it's just like a family member.
Right. Yeah. A lot of times I feel like I hear that too, you know, like some, you know, they come from musical families. Not that like my family doesn't listen to music. I mean, music was always like on the radio in the car, and like around Christmas, mm-hmm. my family played music in the house and stuff like that. But there was nobody that was like, you know, in a band or, you know, wrote music or painted or anything really like that.
So I can tell you like music. What are some of your like other hobbies that you do?
Good question. I probably should have more. I like to hike. That's kind of a big one. Just trying to be outside. I mean, obviously it's the winter time, mm-hmm. so that's a little bit tough now. I like to be outdoors. I like to work out and feel good, you know, try to just stay healthy and hang out with my friends, you know, pretty generic shit, you know, hang out with my friends, hang out with my wife, my dog, and, you know, try to live life and not, I love music, but music can also be a pretty stressful journey. Just mm-hmm. like, you know, I compare it a lot of times to things like entrepreneurship, you know, trying to start your own business, so to speak. So it can be really stressful. So I try to do low stress, you know, stuff on my downtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know being a magician, or artist magician, like what's the proper name for that? Like I was saying both and people weren't thinking about music.
Yeah, wait, so you're a magician, is that what you're saying?
No, I was saying artist magicians are like when you're kind of building your like own brand in a way, so it could be like really right. stressful. That's what I was going yeah. for. But, like, whenever I said artist, someone thought I was, like, interviewing a painter. I said magician. You're like, magic tricks? I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is like that, man. You know, building a brand. And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to that kind of stuff, I feel like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I respect anyone who does that because that's hard. It's hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes time. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. That's what can be the most frustrating. It's just the time it takes and the trial and error and hearing the word no. You know, I think that kind of stuff, it happens a lot, you know, as you're trying to, you know, build the foundation of your brand and try to make it a sustainable, successful, you know, financially mm-hmm. career and monetize and, you know, build a fan base that cares about the music you make and cares about you as a person, really. And, you know, buys into your message and, you know, the values and the things you're trying to get across as an artist. That can be, that takes a lot of time and foundational groundwork for sure. Mm-hmm.
So as we're on the topic of, success, what in your eyes do you see as like when you're in your journey, when you make it, or when you get to a certain point, what will you say? I finally made it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, you know, some of the biggest things for me is just kind of having a solid fan base that I can, you know, feed music to and affect and, you know, rely on to kind of like support and genuinely support and connect with, you know, my movement. You know, I have a fan base now, which I'm super lucky to have, but it's a smaller fan base. You know, I want to grow it to a point where, you know, I can consistently tour and, you know, sell a couple hundred tickets in most major markets around the United States and be able to, you know, do merch drops consistently and different things like that, you know, where obviously, you know, financial success is big in continuing to do it. You know, if you're just in the red all the time and spending a whole shitload of money and making none back, eventually you got to reevaluate, I feel like. But for me, definitely, obviously making a living off of music, consistent, you know, steady living, But more so for me, it's just like the impact, man. It's the message, it's the impact, it's the stuff that really lasts, you know, like having those core group of people that always check back in, that, you know, are always in your Spotify Wrapped at the end of the year where you're in their top five, and, you know, shit like that, where it's like, you know, you're getting the messages, you know, where it's, I was going through a real tough time in my life, and, you know, this song, or, you know, you helped me through something. And that's where the real value, I think, lies. And when you can achieve that, in my opinion, when you achieve that, that's what builds, you know, the financial success, you know, on the flip side of that, I think.
Okay. That's a good answer. It's in depth.
Thanks.
I like that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. I respect people that have good answers, like how they really get in depth about it.
Yeah, yeah. So how long have you done, like, this podcast? How long have you been doing this?
Okay, so I started this podcast a few months ago, mainly nice. After, so I did a podcast before this for like 2 years, but mentally it wasn't good for me, like, at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped it, and now I'm doing it by myself.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. And now I have other people helping me, but I'm not, like, totally by myself. I'm not, no, not doing yeah. that.
No, there's a lot that goes to it.
It's stressful to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Love that.
So yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah. Doing this with a few friends. Overall, like, podcast wise, probably like 2.5, maybe 3 years.
Oh, nice. What got you into initially?
Honestly, so before all the podcasts, me and one of my other friends on YouTube, we made like little funny videos, or like funny like skits, or something like that, something right. in that realm,
like content.
And then content. And then a few months, and then one of our other friends reached out and said, hey, you want to do a podcast? And I was not into it, but then I started to do it. I'm like, oh, this is actually kind of fun.
So yeah, conversations are fun, man. I used to do, I mean, I guess I can probably revive it at any time I want, but I had like some of my artist friends and different stuff on, like, we would do Instagram lives together and stuff, and I would record them, and I called them Waves Radio, and I would do some podcast episodes.
That's sick.
But yeah, you brought up like mental health. Like, I was like trying to record music, trying to film content, trying to do this. Like, the podcast was just too much. So I was like, well, I'll keep that on the side burner. I'll come back to that whenever see fit. So I can understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would actually, I know there's a few apps that you can do that, like some sort of like radio thing. I've been thinking about doing something also like that, like along with this. Because I just enjoy talking.
Yeah, no, it's good conversation is addicting, man. I love good conversation.
Yeah. Like, and one of the first interview I had, so on Spotify, the videos kind of look a little bit weird. They sound a little bit weird. Because when I started the podcast, it was just me talking, like this one.
Yeah.
It was just me talking to myself. Or it was set up as like a radio room so people could come in, talk for a bit. So it sounded like I was talking to myself, but I was kind of talking to people on the side as well.
Yeah.
But now, and I did that for like four episodes, I think. But now okay. I'm actually like talking to someone and you can see them. So.
Yeah, nice.
Like, that's how it looks weird on Spotify now. So
yeah, hey, it's take steps, you know.
Yeah, one day I'll look back and be like, "Wow, look how far we come."
Right? Yeah, that's always the best, man. That's the goal, right?
Yeah, exactly. I did want to ask if you had a chance to go and play at any venue of any time.
Yeah.
Like like history wise, where would you want to go?
Any venue at any time. I would probably say Red Rocks in Colorado and Denver. I don't know if you've ever been or if you're aware. That's just like a fucking.
Oh, I've been.
Oh, you've been? Hell yeah, me too. I've never been to a concert there, but I like visited it. Actually, on my last tour, we played a show in Denver, and we went and visited Red Rocks, and it was, dude, it's just so fucking crazy. You don't really realize, I think, how big it is in like videos and pictures until you're standing there and you're like,
yeah,
fuck.
You're like, damn.
Right, yeah, dude, it's fucking massive out there, man. So definitely Red Rocks. I'm like, you know, manifesting that shit. I firmly believe I'll play Red Rocks one day. And that'll be an awesome day. But yeah, Red Rocks for sure.
Yeah. Well, when you do play Red Rocks, I'll buy a ticket. I get handicapped seats. So nice. Up front. I'll see you.
There you go. Yeah. That's the win right there. Yeah, absolutely. When I play Red Rocks, if I'm headlining, I'll comp you tickets for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I live in Denver, so I've been to Red Rocks
a few times. Oh, really? No way. I didn't realize that. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. I played at the, you know where the Marquee Theater is? It's right near where the Rockies play, right near Coors Field.
Yeah,
we played at the Marquee Theater.
Nice.
Yeah.
When you say you guys, are you like is it a band or?
No, so it was just, so I'm a solo artist, but we did, I guess I'd just say we, because I had like a tour crew, it was like myself, and the tour was like a co-headlining tour with a buddy of mine named Danny G. He's an artist I collaborated with in the past, and he's like, he's really blowing up in the content space right now. His music is fire, but his content is really kind of catching a lot of fire right now. But we did, he's from Denver, so... that was one of our bigger shows on tour because he had like family and friends and, you know, like, well, everybody come out. But yeah, it was me and him, and then we had our tour manager and a DJ. So we had like a group. So I guess when I say we, that's referring to like our squad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, are you in a band or?
No. I played with a band before, like not in a band, but like past shows. Like I played guitarists and drummers, you know, backing and stuff like that. So.
Yeah,
man.
So as of right now, what are you like looking forward to do?
What am I looking forward to? Musically?
Mm-hmm. Music, yeah.
I'm in like album mode right now. Like I'm kind of off social media. I've been off social media for like 2 months or so. Just for my mental, you know, clarity. For me, it's tough to constantly be on socials and then also focus on like creating a body of work and creating, you know, the best music that I can. So for me right now, I'm working on, I guess you could call it an album. It's like a batch of songs, a project, if you will. So I'm just excited to get that finished. I'm hoping I have that finished by like mid-January. So I've been working on that for a couple months ever since I got off tour. I started right before tour in the summer and then I've been working through the fall. And I just want to wrap that up. It's like 8-9 songs. It might stretch into 10, you know, depending on the creative wave I might catch in the studio. So, it's a good batch of songs. I just want it to be done, man. I want to get it finished up because this is the best music I've ever made and I'm super excited about it. I'm looking forward to starting to roll it out and just to get people to hear it because my wife and like my close friends have been the only people to hear it since I've started to make it. And I played some of the songs on tour, but they were like early versions of the songs. They weren't like fully completed yet. So I'm excited because I'm so proud of the music that I've been making. And for the first time, I think like in my career, it feels like very effortlessly a reflection of me. Like I'm trying not to overthink it or, you know, trying to be a certain style or look a certain way. I'm just like going into the studio with an idea and creating. And that's been like a really refreshing process. So I'm just excited to finish that shit up, man, and start rolling it out and, you know, song by song, just trying to get shit to take fire and, you know, move to the next level.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, dude. I'm hyped, man, for sure.
So Do you have any hobbies and like collecting anything?
Man, I don't think so. I used to have a rock collection way back in the day when I was younger. I was into rock collection. I still have it at my parents, actually. Collecting anything. I know I obviously see in the background, you obviously, are a big collector, which is super dope. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, I'm like looking around my studio room. There's nothing really I collect. Maybe jackets. I have way too many fucking jackets because I'm a big, like, I love denim jackets. I love leather jackets. I love Lettermans and bombers and all that type of shit. I love all jackets. So I guess I could
jackets
say I collect jackets unintentionally, we could say. Yeah.
Do you ever just put them all on and just take a picture?
I should. Yeah. I don't know if I could find a camera that has a frame big enough for all my fucking jackets, but I do have, like up in my studio room, I have like a closet full of jackets, and then downstairs at my house, I have a bunch of jackets in another closet. I just have too many fucking jackets. Like, I donate them every now and then because I'm like, I don't even fucking wear this. I don't even know why I have this. But I still like, have
when did I get this?
Yeah, I'm like, why? Yeah, sometimes I like it didn't even fit. I just thought it looked cool, and I'm like, well, maybe I'll fit it in. It's like, why the fuck did I just spend like $50 on that jacket that I knew I wouldn't fit in?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I know. Obviously, you can see my pops back there. That's like all of them. Like on this side of my room, it just shelves.
Damn, that's cool. What got you into that?
Honestly, so. I had a surgery a few years back. I've had a lot over my life, but this is just one of them. And while I was out, my cousin was like, I don't know if we were in the room or if I was like in surgery. I think we were in the room, but my cousin was just walking around the hospital. I don't even know what he was doing, but they were just handing out Funko Pops, and he got me two. And for years, they just sat on my shelf, like literally nothing, just for years. Yeah. And then one of my sister-in-laws was talking about Funko Pops. I'm like, oh, I have two of those. And then I started looking into them. I was like, oh, I actually like these. These are actually quite cool. They do nothing. Cool.
What are they? Are they like action figure types? I'm going to Google it. I'm curious. I never heard of it.
They're like glorified bobbleheads.
I've seen I have some artist friends that like got ones made. I don't know if like a fan got them made for them or they got like their own made, but I've definitely seen these. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have like the big shaped head. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. That's
right. So I keep all mine in a box, all in the boxes. They don't.
Nice. You gotta keep the collectible integrity intact.
Yes. I tell my siblings, this is my life insurance policy plan.
Yeah, exactly. There it is.
For when I'm gone, my kids will just sell these because they'll be worth a ton.
Yeah.
They probably won't, but
they're like today's day and age Beanie Babies.
Exactly.
Yeah. I used to collect Beanie Babies. Yeah. I used to collect Beanie Babies now that I think of that. Yeah, so fuck yeah.
Yeah, one day, you know, once I get in a relationship and depending on how that goes, they will probably end up in boxes.
Yeah.
But depending on how all that goes, they will forever be on shelves somewhere in my living areas.
Yeah, you gotta keep a room for them.
Honestly, yeah. That's what my dad was saying. He's like, whenever you move out, you just gotta get like a room just for them. I'm like, you right?
Yeah, it'll be like your like man cave space for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. I was actually just sitting here and looking at your lights. I have LEDs, but I was thinking like maybe I should get a strip and put them in the bookcase.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, so, give it like a cool glow in it. Yeah, I'm gonna turn mine.
Yeah,
on. I forgot to turn it on. There we go.
Yeah, I keep my LEDs are usually just white. I just found it so easy. It's actually a lot better than my actual light.
Yeah.
I see so much better in the room.
I always keep it like pretty dim. This is my like studio room where I like record demos and stuff. So I always like a dim lighting. I never really liked like bright lighting. I always, for some reason, thought I was more creative with dim lighting.
This is my ceiling fan light, like that.
Yeah.
But it just looks better when it's right. like this.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so, it's definitely more of a vibe for sure.
I just like it a lot better. And I don't know why. I think this is like some psychological thing for me. Whenever I turn my lights blue or like kind of like this and it's cool in my room, it feels a lot cooler with my lights. Mm. I don't know why.
I bet you that is a thing. You could probably Google that. It's probably like an actual psychological thing for sure.
Because like my room used to be like really hot and then I just got these lights and it just went just like temperature just
interesting. So. Yeah, there's probably a correlation there, I think.
Oh yeah. Now and especially I already know why this is why, but whenever I'm drinking water, then it gets really cold. So
yeah, for sure.
Gotta watch out for that.
Yeah.
So you were saying that you have a pet. It's a dog, right?
Yeah, two pets. I have a dog. He is like a half beagle, half Jack Russell. His name's Wilbur. And then I actually have anybody be able to see. The tank looks dirty, but it's not, I promise you. I have a turtle tank back there. Yeah, so I have a turtle.
Oh, okay. Curtis.
Yeah, I've had him for a while. Yeah, what about you?
I had a few dogs a few years ago, but they were old, so they passed. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They both lived to like 16 and 17. And they were small. Oh,
That's impressive, I feel like. Especially smaller. Yeah. Well, I guess I think the bigger ones kind of usually pass quicker because of their bodies are bigger, I guess.
But yeah.
That's good they lived long, though.
Yeah, I have my sister. So I have three siblings. All my siblings have dogs, so.
Oh, nice.
I don't have, like, a dog problem because everyone has a dog. I'm not, like, wanting a dog because wherever I go, there's a pet. I'm like, I'm good.
Right. They're always around. So you already kind of have dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, whenever I go to some of my friends' houses, they have pets. Whenever I go to my cousins, they have a dog. Whenever I go to my siblings, they have dogs. And cats. So I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, you're set, man.
Yeah, it's so weird being in the house without a dog, though. Like, eventually, like, when they're gone, and then when you're just not used to it, you're like, this is weird. I've gotten used to it now, but.
Yeah, I feel you totally. Yeah, if my dog.
You don't have to worry about doors.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
What were you saying about your dog? I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, you're good. I was just saying, yeah, I can't, like, on the terrible day that when my dog is not around anymore, it'll definitely be a change of pace in terms of the day-to-day, for sure.
So, what you doing for holidays?
Not anything too exciting. Probably just hanging around family and you know, trying to, I want to get as many studio sessions in around like over the next 2 weeks as I can, but I also want to take plenty of time, you know, to just kind of unwind and stuff. What about you?
Actually tomorrow I'm heading out to Virginia. So.
Oh, nice word. Yeah. I'm in Pennsylvania, so not too far.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just going to a small part in Virginia. So. Small nice, area. Yeah.
Virginia's tight. I've been there a couple times. I've been to Fredericksburg. I've been to Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Richmond. Yeah.
Yep. Those are all nice places.
Yeah. Yeah. Virginia's cool.
I'm excited because this is one of our first Christmases that we're all together. It's been a bit, but.
Oh, that's always nice. Yeah. I always enjoy getting around family, especially larger groups. There always seem to be like more. I don't know. It's more fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have two sisters, two younger sisters. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you by chance? I didn't ask.
Yeah, I'm 32.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you?
I am 20.
Oh, nice, man.
Yeah.
You got an impressive beard for 20, bro.
Thank you. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
I just trimmed it like a few days ago.
Yeah, I can't let mine grow too long. I tried to do that a couple weeks ago, and it just like gets so itchy and shit. I had to like trim it down. Yeah.
My parents don't like it when it gets too bad. They're like, you gotta stop.
Yeah, you gotta trim that. Yeah.
Usually I'm like the Lorax scene when he's like, let it grow, let it grow.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's how I am.
Yeah, just let it grow out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you, do you watch a lot of movies or?
Not really, actually. I'm pretty terrible. Like, I'm a terrible guy to take to trivia. Because I don't know shit usually about like movies or TV. Like I watch some TV. I'm not like I enjoy movies. Obviously, like my favorite movie series is like the Rocky Balboa series. I love the Rocky movies, especially because he's from Philly. Just I'm not too, far from Philly, so love that. Yeah, love those movies. I like the Batman movies. I'm trying to think what else. I love like. Super Bad, like Pineapple Express, like Wedding Crashers, 40-Year-Old Virgin, like I don't know. I like a good comedy movie. I'm not a huge like. I like history, but I'm not like a big like war movie guy. Just that they're just so heavy for me. I don't know. It's like I want to watch a movie and usually like feel positive emotions. I do like horror movies somewhat, but I'm not super into it. And I don't really watch much TV. I watch The Office. That's probably. Pretty much it. The Office. I'm really into Bar Rescue, like reruns of Bar Rescue. If you ever watch that, I just love watching John Taffer go into like a bar and just fucking rip into like a shit manager. But yeah, I'm not really into too many shows, but yeah, those are probably my short list. But yeah, what about you? Are you big into movies?
Yes, I'm a big movie guy. I love watching TV shows. Like, I just got done with the new show Wednesday.
So. Oh, yeah. So that came out, like, recently, didn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. Like, you already got done with it?
Nice. I don't do a lot.
Nice, man. No, that's cool. If you enjoy it, fucking do it. Love that.
Yeah, it wasn't... I wasn't going to finish it as fast, but then I just kept hearing it was like, it was really good. So I was just like, all right, I'm just going to watch it.
Yeah.
So I just sat down and was like, all right, finish it.
Yeah, if you have the time, why not?
Yeah. I usually stay up late. So that's when I watch most of it. So.
Yeah. 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 Nighttime is good to do that for sure.
Yeah.
All nice and quiet. Nothing's going on.
Yeah. Definitely when it's like a, Not necessarily like horror show. It's more on the scary side. Spooky. Yeah. Yeah, spooky. More on that.
Yeah.
It's more on that side. So it's not like it's gonna scare the crap out of you. But
Right.
So yeah, I'm a huge Marvel guy. Pixar, all that. So
nice, yeah. Yeah, I feel like those are like those are almost like cult, you know, like the fans of those movies. It's like almost like a cult fan base, you know, for sure. I never really got into like I said, I like Batman. Even though the newest one with Robert Pattinson was like, for me. I always just feel like Christian Bale is forever.
Oh, Batman, yeah.
In my eyes.
Yeah.
But I like the Spider-Man movies. They're not bad, but like, I never got into like Marvel or anything like that. Really, like I don't not like it. I just never really, you know, took a liking to it to like sit down and watch them all.
Yeah, I do have to agree. Christian Bale, in my eyes, will forever be Batman.
Yeah, for sure. Anybody that says anything otherwise is fucking crazy.
Yeah, and same with Heath Ledger as Joker.
Oh yeah, definitely 100%. Yeah,
he,
like I feel like some people might do an okay job, but yeah, he is forever goated as the Joker.
Joker.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember when the newer Joker movie came out, I was like, this was like a weird kind of Joker. It was more mental twisted.
So. Yeah. Who played? I don't know if I've ever seen that. I should watch that.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix. I think it was Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, I think it was. Now that you say that. Yeah, I heard it was more like a psychological thriller as opposed to like, you know.
Yeah. Action.
Right. Yeah. Like an action like, hero movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and my sister went to go see that. We walked out of the theater and we're like, nope. after we're like, nope, I'm good. Not seeing that again.
Yeah. I wonder what it got on Rotten Tomatoes. Probably not really good.
I don't even know. I haven't looked. It's been so long.
I'm curious.
All right. Do you have anything you want to ask me? Or...
So you're from Denver. What kind of like music do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of indie rock, country, pop. So in that realm, I'm in that kind of realm of music world.
Yeah. Who are like your favorite artists?
Luke Combs.
Okay. Yeah.
Zach Bryan's pretty good. Chainsmokers.
I like the Chainsmokers. I feel like Chainsmokers, they get like a bad rap for some reason, but I like the Chainsmokers.
I don't know why they do. They're so good.
Yeah, Chainsmokers are solid for sure.
Their latest album was so good.
I was listening to, it was like their biggest album yet. I think it's like Memories Do Not Open or whatever. That's a good album. I mean, yeah. People can talk
like they're rare. They don't really have like a bad song,
right? Yeah, they have their style is really good. That kind of like pop EDM. It's like very radio friendly. It's very like their live shows are probably fucking nuts.
Oh yeah, I was listening to a live version of something just like this with Coldplay. It sounded fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good, man.
It was, yeah. The album, I just pulled it up, so let's gotta find the album. I don't remember what the actual album name was. It's their latest one, though. It's the album with High in it. It's that one. What's the album name?
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
So Far, So Good.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, that came out 2022, so recently.
Yeah, like real recent. It was like beginning of this year.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I remember talking on this podcast about it too, actually. Like an episode.
Yeah.
I was talking about how it was about to drop. So, because they had dropped, I think it was either iPad or High. They had dropped one of those as a single. And I was talking about it, and like, I bet they're about to drop an entire album. And literally the next day, they dropped an album.
Oh, wow. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh, that's tight.
I was right.
That's cool. That's a pretty eclectic, you know, if you're country and then Chainsmokers and indie rock, that's a pretty eclectic group of music.
And it's really funny. I have this playlist called Good Vibes, and it just has a mixture. Yeah. Of music that I've listened to for like years and like new stuff. So it's very interesting when you listen to it.
Yeah.
And obviously I like your music too.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Yeah. I appreciate you taking a listen. No, that means a lot, man. I know it's not necessarily, I'll have to send you a link to some of the newer stuff I'm working on. That's not out yet to see, just get your opinion on it. Cause it's
I would love to.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, I would appreciate you taking a listen. My newer shit is more so, not like, I used to rap more so in the past, and my newer stuff is very little rap. It's more melody and singing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. All right. I'll definitely give that a listen.
Yeah, appreciate that, man.
I just want to say thank you again, Michael Lewis, for coming on.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate you having me, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Yeah, we'll have to link whenever I get out to Denver. Yeah, you too, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, let me know when you're in Denver. So.
For sure, man. Will do. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, peace.
Peace out, man. All right. Thank you guys for watching and listening. This is available on Spotify and YouTube. So, feel free to check out Michael Waves down in the description. And for people on Spotify, Michael Waves is on Spotify. Just look up Michael Waves. So, yeah. That is two Bs in Waves. So, yep. Happy holidays. And I will talk to you guys later. Yeah.